In sports, you try and have this, I want to compete, I want to work hard and be tough. This is an area where it needs some attention, and we have to talk about some of those details that are contrary to that philosophy.
Dr. Darren Campbell practices sports medicine with Utah's Intermountain Healthcare. Campbell says athletes are coached at a young age to develop tools and skills to overcome the physical barriers of playing sports. But there isn't a team trainer who pulls players off to the side to check their emotional or mental well-being.
It was going through my head, like, am I really a jerk? Am I really not smart enough? Like, do I belong here, really?
Jane and her sister Abby used to play different sports together. But after Jane lost a close friend to cancer and started getting bullied at school, Abby and their mom watched as Jane withdrew, no longer wanting to play the sports she once enjoyed. For Abby, playing sports helps.
My anxiety in general motivates me to, like for math homework, to get it done right then and there, or to do better.
Parents Rochelle and Corey don't necessarily like knowing their daughters feel anxious, but they recognize this realization opens up opportunities for their daughters to talk about ways to minimize the effects of anxiety, depression, or other mental and emotional barriers their young athletes face.
We love sports, and we deal with the challenges of mental health.
I know that some kids don't tell their parents a lot, but I can tell them anything.
Another young athlete, Tanner, is a Little League baseball player who plays on his dad's team. Tanner says baseball is the place where he experiences some of his strongest emotions.
It's not just about baseball. It's life lessons that we're teaching them as well.
That is Tanner's dad, Garrett, who has found baseball to be one of many sports where young athletes can build and develop healthy emotional wellness.
And we're not just trying to create good baseball players. We're trying to create, mold good young men out of these kids.
Parents are not the only adults, says Dr. Campbell, who have a chance to help young kids and teenagers recognize aspects of stress and anxiety associated with team competition.
Coaches are really under-recognized oftentimes for the impact that they can have on the lives of these young athletes. Most of the people they interact with are never going to be a professional athlete. Most aren't going to be a college athlete, but they will forever take those lessons that they learned from athletics and from their coaches and use them in their lives every day.
My brother Mark and his friend Kaylin, who both played high school sports and a lot of Little League sports, had experiences with their coaches in high school that have shaped the way they look at themselves.
I remember us doing a layup drill, and basically you have to hit a certain amount of layups in a certain amount of time for the whole team, and if you miss one, your whole team's going to be offset for that whole routine, and you're not going to hit your goal. So I remember going up for a layup on one, and I started down towards my knees, and I missed the layup, and everyone, you could just hear kind of a sigh, like, oh, and Coach Parker, I remember, stopped the whole drill and called me to the other side of the court where no one could really hear, but he was talking loud enough so they could. And he said, Mark, I don't know anyone on this team with more heart than you, and you should be dunking the ball because I know how you play basketball. You should be getting up there. You should be slapping the backboard, and you should be putting it in nice and easy. He's like, no, go do it, and I don't want to see you do a finger roll again. I want you to touch the backboard. I don't remember ever missing a layup again in that drill because Coach Parker really just believed in me, and he told me, if you want to do something, you need to tell yourself that you want to do it, just like you did to make this team. The stuff I've been told my whole life has influenced me in a way that I never would have realized it. Like, now that we're expecting a little baby girl, I was told things I could do and that I should be doing, but now, like, I'm living all my dreams in my life. And those things obviously are more important than the sports were, but those set me up for these bigger goals in my life.
That was my brother. Remember his friend Kaylin I told you about?
Polar opposite story is that I grew up in a family that was really well known in the community. Older brothers that played sports, they were athletes. I just distinctly remember, and it still today I can remember even the moments that happened where during a layup drill, I went up and I missed a layup. The coach would stop everyone, go on the middle of the floor, and just yell at me and say, you are a mental midget. You're nothing like your brother. Your brother wouldn't miss a layup like that. Season goes on, and any moment I got nervous, I just would underperform because it would make me nervous that if I mess up, I'm going to get yelled at. So I don't know. I just feel like that really influenced my whole high school performance And it even to this day does.
Kaylin and Mark both had coaches who influenced their lives. In sharing their stories, their hope is that coaches will learn to impact their athletes' lives in a positive way and realize the effect their coaching will have on them for years to come. If you are wondering how to look for evidence of anxiety or depression in your child or teen, the Child Mind Institute suggests looking for signs like restlessness, loss of focus, trouble sleeping, irritability, fatigue, and muscle tension. Dr. Campbell also suggests looking for long-term patterns.
As we're parents and looking at these things, we expect a range of emotions. Kids are feeling out who they are. They're experiencing things for the first time. But when we start to see other areas of their life significantly affected, then that warrants some additional questions and evaluation and conversations. And if we're all having those at the friend level, at the parent level, at the professional level from teachers or physicians or administrators in school, then I think we can pick these things up earlier and have interventions and make some changes that can really help people and in some cases save lives.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Paige Mendez.
Support for Diagnose comes from Intermountain Healthcare, a not-for-profit healthcare system with 23 hospitals and 170 medical clinics located throughout the Intermountain West. Intermountain Healthcare also offers managed care under the insurance brand SelectHealth. Information at intermountainhealthcare.org.